Because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen.
Amen.
To our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, again we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God is a good God. I'm glad and happy about many things. But I'm glad that I know Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. Folks just don't know how important Jesus is in this world. Just don't know how important to have him to be your Savior. God ain't no hurt for nobody and nothing. He gave his son to us. To us. You better take the advantage of it right now. Oh boy. What Jesus did, money came by. Money came by. What he done. Hallelujah. Still on our series. Number 138. He still a God. Don't need nothing. He need nothing. I told you all that. I don't know how long I've been preaching on it, but I said I can preach from Genesis to Revelation. God told me to tell you that. And pick any subject I want. What he put on my heart. He doesn't need nobody. I mean for nothing. When you once sense that God doesn't need me. For what?
Nothing.
That will make you humble yourself. But we need him. Everybody need him. Whether you recognize or not, but everybody need him. Why, Reverend Walker? He the one wake us up in the morning. Oh, boy. But he needs nothing. John 3:16, if you will. If y'all can remember that verse, somebody don't remember it, you know. But John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Everlasting life. What is important? That's one of the most important verses in the Bible. When he gave us Jesus. But Brother Red Wine, so many folk don't know what he come here for.
Right.
He here.
Yes, sir.
Well, but so many Jesse don't know what he come here for. He didn't come here to show out. Don't know why he here in this world. Let's see then what he come here for. Look at Matthew 18:11. Matthew 18:11. For the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, is come to save that which was lost. Which was lost. God gave us Jesus, His only begotten Son. The purpose of coming because we was what? Lost. Well, just break it down, Lee. Lost. Folks got to understand that if they don't understand nothing. Lost means if I don't give my life to Jesus, I'm going to hell. It's just that simple. That's not dogmatic. It's just what? That simple. Man cannot find his way back where he come from. He came from heaven. Oh, boy. But he come here up in flesh. He is a living soul. Coming up in dirt. God wrapped him up in a body called dirt. But he came from where? Heaven. And the only way to get back to heaven, they got to go through Jesus Christ. Just why he come here. If the world just can see that, they'll get saved. And I'm going to break it down a little further. The day of a blind folks, even with their eyes wide open. I'm going to tell you, I told you once, I'm going to tell you again, because you got to see it. If God just didn't let us see a great big old stream, just let man see it. And I told you once, I'm telling you again, just to see hell, just to see the lake of fire. And we better not mess around and see some of our loved ones in there. You'll get saved right now if you love. I'm trying to say, this why he come in the world. Because we were what? Lost. We came from heaven. We didn't come from here. Our body came from here, but our soul came from God. And the only way to get back, you got to go through Jesus Christ. No other way. You can't pay your way back. The billionaire can't pay his way back. He don't know how to get back. He is the only way. God Almighty. This is what he come in the world for. And we treat it like a dog. Because he love us so. And we hold on, mercy. Let me see it, Jesse. It's a free ticket. Jesus is a free ticket. To go to a place where you ain't got to cry no more. To go to a place where you have no more pains. Go to a place where you have to go to the doctor no more. Ain't got to take no more headache tablets. And lazy folks, you ain't got to work no more. And don't want to go to heaven. And you ain't got to worry about the sun getting your heart or nothing. You don't need to carry your Mercedes-Benz or your Cadillac or your truck or whatever. We can just vanish. Vanish. If I want to go somewhere, gone. And preachers had put all this in it to make up for some mind.
Yeah.
And watch this. I'm saying it again. I said it last Sunday, Sunday before last one. Right now, as I speak, if somebody come in here and say, anybody want $100 bill? 9 times out of 10 and a half, everybody will come get one. I'm trying to get you to think. I'm trying to get you to think. Hear God.
Yes, sir.
Offer us a place where the streets of pure gold.
Yes,
I said the streets.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. The S-U, sir, S-U-N, don't shine on you no more. You don't need that no more. A place where nothing but peace and joy. You can leave your headache tablets down here. Ain't no more fussing and fighting up there no more. And the preacher had a tongue to flip and do everything to get folks to believe it. And if I see $100 bill, all of you come up here. Money can't buy what God offered here. Goodness can't get you there. By being good, no. But a simple faith. Simple faith. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. In my heart, and I confess it with my mouth, I believe thou shalt be saved. With that easy, Reverend Walker? Yes! When you truly believe and receive it, you are saved!
Thank you, Lord.
Preach the gospel.
And trying to get folks saved. Preachers don't talk about hell. It's there. Our job is to let you know it's there. That's the same thing. They can believe everything but hell. That's right. They believe everything but if hell not there, Jesus hadn't come then. He come. That's what he come for. To seek. Heart of mine. Looking for lost souls. Y'all might well let me go and do what I want to do in there. Clay, is she here? She's not here, is she? Where is she at? But I don't see her. I ain't gonna mess with her flowers. She may get mad, huh? Jesus coming ramming, trying to find somebody who wants to be saved. Looking for folks who tired of this life. Don't have to go to the doctor no more. Don't need your headache tablet no more. You ain't got to go to sleep no more. You got everything you need. We try to seek. Seek and try to find somebody who wants to go to heaven with it. Preacher got to turn you upside down and believe that. But you got to believe it by faith. Watch this now. Watch this. About to get happy.
Come on, man.
But Reverend, yeah. See, it. How do you know? See, that's the key. It's a faith walk. Not a feel walk. It's a faith walk. How I know I accept that the Bible said.
Well,
and when you get it on the inside, you got something you can't hardly explain.
and make you feel a joy that you never felt before in your life. One of the things that he'll make you not be ashamed of him. You can't, it's hard to explain, Jesse, isn't it? It's hard to explain it, but boy, but you know he's there. And you joy. And God sent his son down here to get us. A rocket can't get you there. If a rocket can get you there, nobody go there but rich folks. Because it would be too expensive. But God said, whoso what? Let him come. It's free. And my job, preacher's job, is to tell folks the truth about it. We want to hear a little short stories and things. You better hear about your soul. If it's lost, get saved. Because one day this world coming to an end. And you can see it now happening to us. Oh, boy. I'm not boasting. God knows. He know I'm not boasting. I know what he done told me. I told y'all back here, don't start shooting up churches. Y'all already start. You haven't seen nothing. Keep living just a little while. I'll be in heaven, but keep living just a little while long. You're going to see it. This world is sinking. America, his death is sinking. Byron was in sin because the church ain't standing up for the Jesus Christ. Watch, you don't see it just sinking. Watch. God Almighty, my job to tell you, it's sinking. And my brother and sister, lost and saved peoples are mixed in a sinful world. Lost and saved peoples, I said, they are mixed in a sinful world. Not a holy world, but what? A sinful world. They are mixed. They're so mixed until kinfolk and kinfolk. They're so mixed until husband and wife. Sisters and brothers. In the same house. One on the way to heaven and one on the way to hell. Mixed.
Yes, sir.
Oh. Mix in a sinful world, but mix. Some saved, and some are not saved. Some don't want to be saved. But my brothers and sisters, God Almighty, God loved man so. Everybody says so. He loved man so much until it was no limit to his love for man's sin. True love. Love that we can't understand. He loved man unusually much. Heart of mine. He loved man remarkably much. He loved man very, very much. He loved man to love greater measure of love. He loved man so until he had to do something about it. He couldn't take it. I created him, man. And he let the devil mess him up. And right now what happened to so many folks in the world today, they let the devil mess them up. How, Reverend Walker, with an unbelieving heart, with an unbelieving heart, hear God offer man a mention in heaven. Free! Ain't got to pay a dime. Even pay a dime to get there. And yet still, is that the devil jive them out of room in heaven.
Thank you. That's right.
Especially some of your lazy folks, you ain't got to work no more. Free! Just for the action, just for the believing that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. It's just that simple. And Jesus loved man to love last degree. That he gave up his life for man's sin. Because man didn't create himself, God gave him another chance. By sending, Lord have mercy, his son Jesus in a sinful world, a dying world. And yet still, man won't give his life to Jesus. Won't give his life to Jesus. Boy, that's that little ring when you get saved, that ring you get to teaching it. It's so easy to me. I don't know. I'm not boasting now. It's just easy. Like it's so easy. Folk won't accept it. They won't accept it. It's so easy. I gave you hope. I gave you something that nobody else can give you. But folks turn down the invitation to heaven on a free jet. They ain't got to pay one dime for it. Go to the airport now and see if you can jump on there. You'll be on Channel 6 before you know it. Hear God giving you a free trip, God Almighty, to a place where the city is pure gold. And folks turn it down. Why? I'm just dealing with that devil. That devil blind folks. If anybody in here lost today, the devil got you blind right now. Blind as a bat. He wants to keep you blind. Because he wants your soul to go where he's going. So Jesus come to do something here. He didn't come to play around. Miracle just for a second day of the thing. But he come to save folks. Giving sight to blind, that's just secondary. But he come to save a man, what? Soul! Oh, boy. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, this one thing that the church of Christ needs to understand, that we don't serve a dead God. He is alive, young folks. And he is alive forever. He don't die once, he ain't gonna die no more. Well, when they say he didn't get up, well, they say. It's a more day there.
Yes, sir.
It's another day.
Yes.
I'm one of the day. Thank God I'm one of the day. By his grace, I'm one of the day. I say he got up. Why, though, something gonna happen to me. You don't got up. How do you know, Rob? I talked to him this morning. Who talked to him this morning? Raise your hand. Everybody talking. Everybody's hand ain't go up. I understand. Everybody's hand ain't go up. I understand. You got to know him for yourself. Bless his holy name. God wants me, listen to me good now, to tell somebody, I don't know who they are, in here today, please don't take this subject lightly. With a subject like this, the devil will put in your mind that God just playing church. God is the only God who can talk like this and get away with it. I don't need nothing. Can't nobody else say that and get away with it. Nobody. Nothing and nobody can't say it and get away with it. can't, but once somebody sees the devil can't get away with it. A God that needs nothing from nobody. God Almighty. First of all, God does not have to try to do nothing, because the nothing belongs to Him. It is God who brings the something out of the nothing. But God just wants man to know that He is the only hope for man's soul. Matter of fact, He is man's last hope. He is man's only hope. God, everybody say God. God sent His Son Jesus in this sinful world to help us. Because the little G God is here trying to destroy us. But thank God for Jesus. He told me to tell somebody something else. That He is always near. God Almighty. He told me to tell you also, you'll need Him before He'll need you. He doesn't need nothing and nobody. God Almighty. He's in a class all by Himself. All God is saying, I am not in the needing business. I'm in the giving business. And my brother and sister, Jesus is man's last and only hope in this world. The only last and the last for a man's soul. Ain't nothing else I got to offer for a man's soul. Just the last thing for a man's soul is Jesus Christ. We don't talk about Him enough. Half us ashamed of Him. Had said it, but half of ashamed of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And my brothers and sisters, I will never stop existing. It will carry on your life forever. In heaven forever. And those, I don't mean a bit of harm, but I'm just got to tell you the truth. And those that deny Jesus will go to hell forever and ever and ever and ever. God Almighty. It's not a temporary thing. It's an everlasting thing. God Almighty. You'll be surprised. Preacher be trying to twist every kind of way. You know, make all kind of examples, trying to get folks saved. But folks don't want to be saved.
No, sir.
They take it lightly. But one day you got to meet Him. Paul, look at Mark 8, 36 through 38. God Almighty. Soul is important to God.
For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul?
Think about that now. Think. You got the whole world.
Yeah.
You going to leave it or it going to leave you? But when you leave Him, it can't do nothing for you no more. That means the Bible, what is profit man if he gain the whole world and lose his own? You can lose your soul? Yes. If you don't give it to Jesus, you'll lose your soul. You ain't talking about you just going somewhere where you'll never want to be. That's all. It's just that step. Read on, Paul.
Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
A lot of folks give a lot of things for their soul. They don't sold out to the devil. The devil used them all kind of ways. They don't sold out. And the world, when you watch the world, it getting worse. Folks don't care what they do now. How they doing it. Who they do it to now. It's just like that in these last days. And the Bible already told you it's going to happen. And you see it happening right now. I'm still telling you, you haven't seen nothing yet. I promise you, maybe in heaven, but I promise you, Americans haven't seen nothing yet. I'm going to keep telling you that.
You
haven't seen nothing yet. That's this holy man. I'm not trying to scare nobody. I'm just trying to get you if you got saved, get saved. That's the only safe ship out of here is Jesus Christ. Oh, bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters. So God sent his son. I like that boy. He sent his son. Son, go check on him right now. He sent his son in this sinful world to save one soul. To save people's soul. That which is lost. Souls of men in this world is lost. Don't want to be saved some more. And my brother and sister, to save a body is secondary, but man's soul is eternal. God Almighty. His body, I said, secondary. But I said his soul is eternal. You may say, why don't God just stop seeking and just save everybody? Because everybody don't want to be saved. Why he got to seek? Because everybody don't want to be saved. He's seeking, but those who are what? Don't get in life to Jesus. He already know who's going to go to heaven. He already know who's going to hell. He already know all these things. Oh, boy. Because they love this present world more than they love God. Let me see if you can give me a breakdown a little bit. So why don't God, if he's seeking folk, just go to them and just tell them, come on, go to heaven. It's up to you. Go where you want to go. If you don't want to go with me, ain't but one more place to go. Ain't no two or three places. Ain't no one, two choices. One, two. That's it now. Ain't nothing there. All that kind. It's just one way to heaven, one way to hell. You don't have to do nothing to go to hell.
All right.
But you have to do something to go to heaven. Because right. You got that little G guard here. That's the devil. He'll get in your mind. He'll tell you everything. Sometimes, I had to learn that. I'm apprehending it, but I had to learn that. That devil deal with your mind fast if you don't watch yourself.
Right.
He'll lead you if you don't watch yourself. You thinking you're doing a thing, the devil thinking for you all the time.
All right.
Got to watch that scoundrel. He's slick.
Yeah.
He'll be leading you all the time. You thinking you, but the devil doing all the leading all the time.
Right.
If anything tell you about the negative thing about God, that's the devil talking to you.
Right.
We trust and say, well, I don't believe it. What the devil told you don't believe it.
Right.
Well, I just thought the devil told you.
Yeah.
Well, the devil told you. That's all, see.
Yeah.
If God ain't telling you nothing, the devil telling you something.
Yeah.
It's just that simple. One of them talking to you. Bless his holy name. A lost soul is lost. That means he gone somewhere he don't want to go. Bless his holy name. So he got an eternal hell. And he got an eternal heaven. Whosoever will, let him come. Paul, look at 2 Timothy 4, 9 through 10 for me. I'm going to let you go in a minute. Stick with me. This good stuff.
Yes,
I promise you. You better listen.
Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me.
Uh-huh.
For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica, Christians to Galatia, Titus to Damascus.
Oh, you can, you can love this present world. Oh, Demas, he was with Paul.
Yes, sir.
But something happened. Somebody must have gave him some money. Evidently, he was preaching somewhere.
Because
he was with Paul, you know. Ain't that right, Jesse? See, he was with Paul. And he probably had a sack of money. And gave it to Demas. Paul told Demas, you hang on to that. You know, they gave it for a little love offering. It was probably a good little deal, you know.
Demons looked at that money.
Yes, sir.
Lord, let me say it, please. And, and told Paul, Paul, I'm hang on around here. Don't forget. I'm going to hang around a little while. You go on down to other little places. I think they need me up here, you know. He loved that money. He wanted to stay where that money is. Well, Paul was not there. I'm going to stay here. He loved money more than he loved Jesus. Left Paul. Demons.
Come on.
It must have tended to demons, you know. Must have tended to the devil some kind of way. But see, everybody in the pulpit ain't been called anyway. I ain't talking about these boys. I reckon they been called anyway. But everybody in the pulpit, not called by God. Somebody called him, but it wasn't God. I don't care how they kick their leg up. I don't care how they jump all that hard. The devil gets long. But the devil ain't going to tell you the truth. And the most false preaching down ever in history. Leading folks astray. Even got homosexual churches. Who want to go in a church like that? It's owned by the devil.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to get quiet. Get quiet. Got homosexual churches. Somebody called me no longer this morning from Atlanta. No, I better not call too many names there. I better.
Go ahead.
You need to know.
Homosexual churches. Yeah. The woman. Don't need the woman no more. She got her thing and he got his. And he got his man. He called that the best man. The best man. And the woman preacher got a church, the best woman. That's right. That's what it got. God knows I'm not lying to you. I got that call this morning. I didn't ask for it. They said loaded over yonder in Atlanta. This what happened and you haven't seen nothing yet. That's abomination to God. I say abomination. Thank you, baby.
Yes, sir.
And the thing about it, that being the preacher got to tell you the truth.
Yes.
Why play with your soul? I'm going to meet God one day.
Yes.
Well, they'll give an account, baby. Yes, oh, yeah.
Yes.
If you don't get saved, I feel sorry for them.
Yes,
God will save anybody. Homosexual, all kind of sex. You save anybody.
Yeah.
But you got to want to be saved.
Yeah.
But they love this present what? World. They in love with this present world. The devil offers you anything for your soul.
Right.
Jesus offers eternal life. Preachers got to talk about it.
Right.
We got to talk about it, preachers.
You're right.
It's taking over.
You're right, Beth.
I'm going to praise God one day. What I look like kissing on these men? What I look like kissing this bald head fella? What I look like? This is my honey. This is my sugar. My honey, no, it's not my honey, my sugar. Now,
We've got to tell it like it is. This thing ain't nothing to play with. God knows I ain't never played with it. Ain't got to start now. And you still haven't seen nothing yet. Watch. It's abomination. The past sin me, but now it's what? Abomination.
Right.
God can't stand it. And church, some church accepting this mess. Ain't nothing but junk. It's filth in God our sight.
Right.
And we want to make it lovely and kind.
Right.
Just what happened in these last days. And when you read the Bible, you'll find out it's happening.
Right.
Don't let nobody play with your soul.
Amen.
I mean it. See, watch it now. When you die, you going somewhere.
Right.
I said, when you die, you going somewhere.
Yes,
the body be laying close there, but your soul is already gone.
Yeah.
And I watched so many films. I'm not boasting about that, but I preach a lot of films. And I saw folks, and sometimes folks get up and talk about the folks. And we know them folks like you know them.
Yeah.
Know he lived like a devil. Know she lived like a devil. But I don't preach eulogy. That I know somebody I know. Then we don't give a point. So I'm gonna say something about you now. But I'm trying to say, but bring folks around here know, oh, he know nothing about them, you know. And I know them too, blah blah blah. And want to squeeze them in here. You can't squeeze them in here. They already where they go when the lamb talk, yeah, they already there. Got to be the body there because they out the body. Now we got to put it in heaven. It don't work like that. You got to be born again to go to heaven. You got to give your life to Jesus Christ to go to heaven. That's the only way to get there. I'm the way. I'm the truth and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me.
The
only way to go to heaven, you got to go through Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Mama.
But we're trying to change that thing around.
Yeah. Wow.
Jesus come here seeking, trying to find lost souls.
Yes, sir.
Those names who own the Lamb Book of Life.
Yes.
He's seeking, trying to find the lost souls. They'll never answer because they're already slaves to go to hell. And you're already slaves. God already knows that. You give them a buddy, he give both chances.
All right.
Oh, my. They love this present world. A man's soul so important to God. I can see now why John 3:16. It cost God his best to get the worst and make some out of it. And my brother and sister, but Jesus is the most unappreciated person in the whole world. And it is no way possible to pay the Lord for what he already done for us. We can't pay God for salvation. And my brothers and sisters, Jesus told me that many Christians feel within themselves that they don't owe me nothing. I mean, yeah. They feel within they don't owe Jesus nothing. I found out that Jesus looked for us to give him thanks and praise for his goodness. We take Jesus' blessing too lightly. Hold right quick. How about look at Luke 17 for me? 11 through 19 verse. Lord Almighty.
And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem,
yeah,
that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee.
Yeah.
And as
they're going to keep on reading, Paul. I'm going to get that through.
And as he entered into a certain village.
Yeah. Go on, Paul. Oh, I got a ton. Okay, go ahead.
And he entered into a certain village. There met him 10 men that were lepers.
Yeah.
Who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.
Read on, Paul.
And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests.
And Lord.
And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed.
Read on, Paul.
And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back. And with a loud voice glorified God.
Jesus told me folks don't appreciate it. Lord, didn't even say thank you. He cleansed 10. Look what he said. Jesus said, where are the 9? When Jesus do something, you ought to get on your knees and say, Lord, I thank you. He looked for us to give him some thanks. We jump up out the bed and go do what we want to do. Lay down. Don't say nothing to Jesus. He's been with you all day long. Continue when you're going 105 in your car. Even if you got home saved and you jump in the bed, don't say, Lord, I thank you. So many folks lay down out the fire, brought them up last night. And you get up and give, you take your shower and go on the way. You better take time and thank God for your faith.
All right.
Come on.
All right. All right.
You better take time. We don't give him no thanks for nothing. He said, where are the 9? Didn't I clean 10? Well, where the 9? Look like the order come and say, I thank you, Jesus. Then the Lord come back. And right now, get 1 out of 10 right now.
Right now.
Thank God.
Right now.
Get 1 out of 10. God Almighty. We take his blessing lightly.
And fell down on his face,
God Almighty,
at his feet,
yeah,
giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan,
not a Jew.
He was a Samaritan.
Jews that had sense enough to come back and thank. Folks that don't know him ought to have sense enough to come back. They know it wasn't nobody but Jesus. I'm so glad the Lord on my side. I'm on his side. Yeah, y'all got that. He the big boss. You're talking about a doctor among all doctors. He just said, go show yourself to the priest. That wasn't hard to do, was it, y'all? They went. All of them got healed. The 9, I'm going home. What are you going? I'm going home. I'm going to see about my cows. I don't know what happened to them. I think I lost my job. I'm going to see if I still got my job. I'm going everywhere but go back and thank Jesus. One of them had some on his mind. He finna go back. He said, wait. He said, I think I'm going back. Paul, let me put it like this. Paul, let me put it like this. See, I don't know him, but I know he done something for me. He came and bowed down and said, Jesus, thank you. Jesus, where are the 9? I hear 9, 10 folks, but didn't one. Only one come back and said, thank you. Boy, you better thank Jesus all the time. Shoot. I ain't get tired of me. Sure, Lord, but yeah, you thank him for everything. For the ups and the downs, the good, the bad, the friends, the enemies. Thank you for everything. Because all things are working together for your good. Don't be afraid to pray for your enemies. Say, God bless him. Don't be like him. Tell God to bless him. Fight your battle for you. If you just let God have it for you. Why folks don't give Jesus no blessing? Jump in the bed, been by your side all day long, up and down these freeways, ducking in and out. A bad guy hit and still go to bed. Don't say, Lord, I thank you. Wake up in the morning and don't even say, Lord, I thank you. Take it for granted. If you're running late for your job, you got to take a shower. Boy, you ought to be in that shower saying, I thank you for watching over me last night. I mean it. It may look fine, but God knows I'm not lying, buddy. Yeah, Lord. She's running late for your job. I ain't got time to pay Jesse. You ain't got time to worry about that. God understand. He hear me when I'm thanking Jesus. You watched over me last night. I thank you for waking me up. And you better take time out because God the one got you there. He can stop you when he feels like it. He said, where are what? The nine. Where the nine? I know I don't have Alzheimer's, but where the nine? I thought I hear ten. But where are the rest of them? I'm not crazy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Right enough. Read, Paul.
And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the nine?
Y'all get my boy?
Yes, sir.
One is 10?
Yes, sir.
And then run that boy fast too, boy. Angel. Go show yourself to the priest. It wasn't the priest. It was God healing.
Yes, sir.
They just were obedient to God.
Yes, sir.
He ain't got that power. The power comes through God. Because they obey his what? Word. Obedience what did that.
Yes, sir.
They have it hidden already.
Yeah. Come on, Pastor. Come on.
That's when you obey God. That's when you get your what? Your blessing. Never forget where your blessing comes from. Don't let God have to remind you. He can remind you. Well, you land on that. You have your land on a rock. Take everything you got if you don't watch yourself. Give him some glory. We ain't got time to thank God for nothing but till we get a little money in our hand. Lord, I thank you for this $10. Read on, Paul.
There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger.
But this stranger, he's not a Jew.
Not even a Jew.
Oh. Ain't got common sense.
Yeah.
Know he had leprosy. And then God done healed him. Ain't got time. That's sad. Take your time to get it. That's sad. Let me tell y'all something. I don't care how busy you are. Please listen to me. Please. Please. I don't care how busy you think you are. Please don't forget to thank Jesus.
Amen.
Did you not know that so many folks just wish they had the opportunity that we have? Think about it now. Everything you got belongs to God. He can take it when he feels like it. You can't thank God enough. If you're still in your need all day long, you can't thank God. It's not sufficient enough to thank God. Be on your knees all day long. You can't thank God enough. Without a hard-headed selfish. Well, I don't care how busy you are, you better take time to give God some glory. To give God some honor. I told y'all now, when you're even late taking your bath,
yes, sir.
He understands.
Yeah.
You don't want to be late.
Yeah.
You overslept.
Yeah.
Just still get in that shower.
Yes,
Lord, I thank you for watching over me last night and waking me up early this morning and starting me on my way and yan, 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 yan. You may miss breakfast, but don't you thank you? Forget about saying God.
Amen.
Even if they run in your car, say, Lord, thank you. Take care of me. Thank him. You can't thank him enough. He'll remind you. And you don't want him to remind you.
your seven-haired sister in New Orleans can't help you. I heard there was some seven-haired sisters down there. Hoodoo doctors. I don't know where they are, but go to the hoodoo doctors and somebody down there got seven heads. I'll be scared to look at them. Don't worry about seven heads. I don't have to go to the hoodoo doctor. I know a doctor. His name is Jesus. Paul, don't be that boy.
And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole.
Faith. Faith. I dare you have what?
Faith.
Claim it in the name of Jesus. That's faith in him. He can do anything, but he just can't fail. All I'm kind of said to y'all today, don't forget about Jesus. Please don't. He can remind us, you know. I said, he can remind us. Don't let him have to what? Remind. I'm talking about children of God now. If you're not saved, you ought to get saved.
All right.
See, you know, you see, because you got to die. And you're going somewhere to stay forever. I mean forever. It's just a earthly house. On the outside. But the inside is the soul of the man. The spiritual. And it can't stay on this earth. If the earthly house of the tabernacle was dissolved, I have another building for this soul. I have another one for this soul. Eternal in the heaven. Not made with hands, but eternal hands forever. Another body. That house is a body. This is a house that the soul live in. That we call the house.
Yeah.
And it got to stay somewhere forever. Because we're in the likeness of God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you a question. Do you have your house fixed when you leave this house? I don't mean a bit of harm. I love you to death. God knows I love you to death. But if you're not saved, you ought to get saved before you leave here. I beg you. Because, number one, you don't have to be a member of this church. We'll baptize you and you go where you want to go, but go to a church where they're talking about Jesus. That's all I'm going to tell you. You're not saved. Get saved. Come, you're going to die, I promise you. You're going somewhere. That's what Jesus come in the world for. To save folk, keep them from going to hell. Oh, let us all stand. Amen. Anybody here need Jesus as your Savior? You can come now. Those are churches open. Anybody want to come by Christian experience or by letter, you may come. Those are churches open. Just don't leave out here lost. We'll baptize you and send you where you want to go. But you don't have to walk out here lost. You don't have to walk out here lost. You ought to give your life to Christ. You won't die one day now. I promise you, you're going somewhere now. The Bible does not lie. Jesus loved you. That's when he come here. He so loved the world. Somebody us in the world. That he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. That's not, you're going to still exist. Perish means go to the lake of fire. Jesus, I say, whosoever will, let him come. Will there be another one? Will there be another one? Whatever you know. Whatever you know.
Doors still open. Read the second candidate.
Pastor, we have one candidate for baptism.
Sister Jefferson, how you doing, baby? May God bless you here. Hallelujah. You gonna give your life to Christ?
Yes.
As your Savior. Do you believe that He is the Christ?
Yes.
The Son of the living God.
Yes.
Do you believe that God raised Him from the dead?
Yes.
Well, the Bible says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, thou shalt be saved. So I believe that Jesus Christ, is the Son of God.
Is the Son of God.
I believe He died for my sins.
He died for my sins.
But He didn't stay dead. He got up. With all power. In His hand. Say, I'm giving my life to Jesus Christ. To be my personal Savior. So thank you, Lord Jesus. For saving my life. Say, I'm saved.
I'm saved.
Yeah, yeah, yeah!